This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, John, I don't mean to belabor this point, but you understand that the left is now selling children's underwear for boys to tuck? I mean, look, I
feel disgusting even talking about this. A story just went on Redux.com, guys, and it's everywhere. Like, I'm disgusting. I don't even want to talk about this stuff. I feel perverted that I even know this stuff. I want nowhere near this crap. But someone's got to report this deviancy that's going on. Folks, they sell underwear for trans kids, quote-unquote, where they give little boys this underwear, and then they teach them how to tuck their penis so that they can pretend they're a girl. Do you see how this is pedophilia? They literally want to reach down your kid's pants. They sell, what did they call it for little girls, the bitty packers or whatever? Remember what I'm talking about? Folks, they sell little cloth knit penises that they reach down into your little girl's pants and they put in their underwear so that they can pretend they have a bulge. We're talking about this is being marketed and designed for children. Bitty packer penises so that they can reach down your kid's pants. Tuck underwear for little boys so they can reach down your kid's pants. Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but when I was a little kid, I liked to ride bikes and climb trees and fences and go find creeks and play ball games and tag and hide-and-seek and playgrounds and maybe go over to your friend's house, play a video game or something. Now it's all about bitty packer penises for baby girls. Little boys tuck underwear? I mean, they just want to touch kids' genitals, man! So I need to stop yelling. I'm losing my voice, but it's like, you understand that I shouldn't be a voice in the wilderness here, okay? I shouldn't be a man on an island here. Millions of people should be rising up stopping this. I mean, this is not even debatable. You want to debate about Russia, Ukraine? You want to debate about foreign policy, you want to debate about domestic issues, funding police, all that stuff, fine. There's room for debate there. Having perverts design and market products so that they can reach their hands down your kid's pants, there should be no debate here. This should be, I mean, these people should be wiped off the map. No pun intended, because that's where this goes next. You need to understand where this goes next. InfoWars, next year's news today. Here's what I'm telling you right now. If they get away in Texas, if they get away with sexual mutilation of children and chopping up little boys and girls' genitals and drugging them and destroying their lives, if they get away with that, folks, you know what you're going to see in 2 years, right? You're going to see full-on pro-pedophilia marches saying pedophilia should be illegal and they should be able to have sex with your kids. 2 years. You got 2 years to stop that. It's like, you think it's dangerous now sending your kid to a park without supervision or you know, you might be afraid now letting your kid maybe ride the bike around the neighborhood. You know, you're probably in a good neighborhood, but all it takes is one of these pedo freaks, man. They'll say, oh, do you know about trans kids? Do you know about transsexuality? Here's my trans daughter. You want to play? Have you ever had tuck underwear? Here, let me show you. Have you ever had a little bitty penis packer? Here, let me put one into your pants, little girl. Here, go play with my trans kid. Yeah. You'll be seeing that in parks within 5 years, and you'll be seeing pro-pedophilia marches like you saw pro-trans kid marches in Austin today in 2 years if we don't stop these demented freaks now. And the fact that Ken Paxton is not exalted and celebrated and Governor Abbott are not lifted up and supported when they say we don't want to sexually mutilate children is an embarrassment. The fact that I'm out there with maybe a small handful of counter-protesters dealing with these sexual deviants is pathetic. So you know what? They're coming for your kids, and they're going to be introducing pedophilia in schools within 5 years.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I want to thank this audience for supporting InfoWars, because if it wasn't for your support, I probably wouldn't have a voice anywhere. And that's not because I yell and scream too much and sometimes lose my voice. I should probably tone it down, actually, because I got a big broadcast week coming up with Alex on the road and double duty coming up. But I probably wouldn't have a platform. I'd be banned everywhere. I wouldn't have a talk show like I have, the War Room. Wouldn't have this great crew. So I want to give a big thanks to the audience for shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and supporting us, for sharing the links, telling friends and family about the transmissions. I understand sometimes it's, you know, it's like, hey, can people handle this information? But I want to thank you for all you've done to keep InfoWars on the air. And you have our word. We will stay here doing what we do with your support as long as God wills it. And we have the best supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got Winter Sun Plus, the most elite vitamin D supplement on the market, 50% off. We've got Survival Shield X3, the nascent tri-iodine, 50% off. We're going to keep those sales rates there as long as they're in stock. Brain Force Ultra, a great nootropic, 40% off. I want to recommend Vitamin Mineral Fusion, because I start every day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And why wouldn't you? When you look at the ingredients, you realize you're getting your daily value of so many different vitamins and minerals. It's just the go-to for me every morning. I like to mix it with a little juice, great tasting as well. Just one of the great ways, easy ways, you can support us at InfoWarsStore.com. The hats, the T-shirts. If you're an energy drink consumer and you're drinking the toxic filled with acid and fructose, corn syrup, and all the other crap, it's time to change your energy drink to Turbo Force. You're going to get better energy, cleaner energy. It's going to be 10 hours without the crash, without the toxic ingredients. Turbo Force, InfoWarsStore.com. Again, the great hats, the great T-shirts, the air filters, the water filters, and the survival food, the survival gear. We have a huge store at InfoWarsStore.com, and we thank you for all your support there over the years. I personally thank you, because I don't know where I'd be without InfoWars. I don't know where I'd be without this audience. I'd probably be banned and censored off the map. But thanks to you, we're still here fighting for truth and freedom and to protect the children every day. I mean, isn't it so ironic? Protect trans kids? Like, that's the most hyperbolic statement you can make. We're protecting trans kids from you. Really? I'm not the one that wants to put my hands on them. I'm not the one that wants to chop up their genitals. So who are you really protecting here? We're the ones protecting the kids from you, perverts. So that's what we do, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'm going to get into the latest news out of Ukraine and with Russia. Quickly, though, I want to go to a couple clips. Here's Bill Maher, who's classical liberal, well-known as a lefty in America, thought leader, if you will, influencer, big show on HBO. And even he knows that Biden is an embarrassment, and it's time for people to start asking questions about why Biden has been such a failure. Here it is in clip 9.
But I'm not sure I can follow Biden's logic all the way when he dragged January 6th into this. He said, look, how would you feel if you saw a crowd storm and break down the doors of the British Parliament, kill 5 cops, injure 145?
Pause it. You know, it's so funny Biden says that. What did the Democrats do the entire summer of 2020? Oh, that's right. Went in front of buildings, burned them to the ground, shut down cities, formed whole militarized zones in Seattle and Portland. It's like, how would you like it if a bunch of violent protesters showed up and looted and burned your business? It's like, oh, you mean like the Democrats in 2020? Oh, I got you. But I'm sorry, guys. Just rewind it and play the clip again.
But I'm not sure I can follow Biden's logic all the way when he dragged January 6th into this. He said, look, how would you feel if you saw a crowd storm and break down the doors of the British Parliament, kill 5 cops, injure 145?
Pause it again. Pause it again. Folks, you know that there were 5 cops. Okay, one officer died 2 days later. They lied about that, and they said, oh, he got bashed in the head with a fire extinguisher. He died. That was a total lie. He died from natural causes of a stroke 2 days later. And then the other 4 cops committed suicide. Why did they commit suicide? What's that about? So Biden just openly lies and said 5 cops died on January 6th. 0 cops died on January 6th. But this is just the left lying, the mainstream media lying. All right, continue.
Bundestag or the Italian parliament, I think you'd wonder. Okay, but if Putin thought Trump was really that supportive of him, why didn't he invade when Trump was in office? It's at least worth asking that question if you're not locked into one intransigent thought.
Yeah, not only that, Putin has invaded Ukraine twice with Biden in office. First as vice president, now as president. Here's Donald Trump at his recent rally. By the way, Trump still has rallies. Tens of thousands of people show up. Biden couldn't fill a broom closet, but, you know, I'm sure Biden won legitimately. That's not a problem. Here's Trump discussing that at his latest rally.
We have to continue to drain the swamp. We did a lot of it, but the swamp was deep, deeper than anybody believed. Despite all of Biden's weakness, cowardice, and incompetence, there is still a path for him to end this tragedy in Ukraine without getting Americans snared in a gruesome and very bloody war, a bloody war. This could lead, by the way, this could lead to World War III. I see what's happening. Because if you think Putin's going to stop, it's going to get worse and worse. He's not going to accept it. And we don't have anybody to talk to him. You had somebody to talk to him with me. Nobody was ever tougher on Russia than me. I'm the one that stopped the pipeline. I had it stopped. I'm the one that put all the sanctions on. And I'm the one that he didn't attack during our administration. Everyone's asking about that now, even the radical left reporters up there. The U.S. must make clear to Putin that he has 2 choices, to negotiate peace right now or else face blistering consequences, including a push to permanently eliminate dependence on Russian energy. And we're talking about forever or for a long, long time. Because without the money coming in from energy, Russia doesn't work. But to make this threat credible, the U.S. would have to immediately end Biden's ridiculous war on American energy. We were energy independent. It's very simple. We have to get our great energy workers drilling, pumping, producing, mining, and refining like never before. We have to do that. Some of them are sitting right back here. That's a nice looking group. You know, they all become famous. Here's the thing. You have a better location, but they're going to become famous. You know why? They're on television. You have a better location, but they're going to become famous.
So imagine Trump has another 20,000 plus at a rally. Millions of people tune in on television and the internet. Biden, they have to shut down the comments and the dislike buttons on YouTube because they're all negative. Biden couldn't fill a broom closet with supporters if he had an event. I mean, it's just a total joke. I mean, our country is being stolen right in front of us. And it's the sorry, I'm holding my words here, but it's the fudging Biden family again. I mean, these people are just crooks, man. They are stealing our country. They are stealing our future. Everything is being ripped away from us by a corrupt crime family, the Bidens, and all the people that they work with. Here's some of the headlines, and we're going to really get into this on the other side. Media now warning of chemical attack by Russia after biolabs exposed, and that's an ongoing feed at Infowars.com. So here is that. Here, try to follow me on this narrative. First, the biolabs don't exist. Then the biolabs do exist. Then they don't exist again. Then they do exist again, but they're health labs, but also they're worried they're going to be used by Russia for a biological weapon. Well, why would you trust the people that are lying to you about all of it? What's behind Washington's denial of biowarfare weapons program in Ukraine? Well, because it's the Americans' program, and now they've been caught. Tensions rise between Ukraine and Israel after Zelensky reported to surrender. Now Israel is siding with Putin, too? Only the brainwashed fool liberals in America are falling for any of this fake news out of Ukraine and thinking Zelensky's a hero. It's really an embarrassment.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Headlines here revolving around Ukraine and Russia and what's going on. By the way, the U.S. has now just affirmed another $200 million going to Ukraine. What a joke. I mean, we are just getting ripped off left and right by this deal. So frustrating. Meanwhile, it's like all the stuff that we see coming out of Ukraine is just total lies and BS. Within 48 hours, almost everything that we see coming out of Ukraine turns out to be a lie. Here's another interesting one. New York Times denies journalist killed in Ukraine was working for the Times was likely U.S. intel collector. Now, it's been very obvious from the beginning of this that there's spies everywhere feeding Biden information. But so is this a U.S. spy that got killed? Or are the New York Times denying that this journalist was working for them because they are embarrassed that they just had a journalist get killed in Ukraine? Either way, it's not good. Vice President Harris says U.S. backs Ukraine in defense of NATO alliance. She also claimed Ukraine was in NATO in her European tour. That is not the case. What an embarrassment Kamala Harris is. Good Lord. Oh. Oh. She's over there doing foreign diplomacy in Europe. I mean, what an embarrassment. Seriously, if you've been monitoring her speeches, her activities, folks, it's been a joke. She's cackling. When she's asked serious questions about war and refugees, she starts cackling like a demon. She's the queen of saying word garbage and nothing at all at the same time. World War III just got a lot closer. Russia announced its plan to bomb NATO convoys entering Ukraine. That was the headline from yesterday's emergency broadcast from Alex Jones. You can find it at band.video. But see, the left is afraid of what a nuclear war might do to their precious climate change BS. This is in the Atlantic. A nuclear war would kill tens of millions of people and would also prove disastrous for climate change. Oh. Oh. By the way, you know, look, people are so stupid. You do realize that there have been hundreds of nuclear bomb tests and atomic bomb tests? Like, you can go find a graph right now of nuclear bomb testing. And I mean, it's been going on since the 70s. Hundreds of blasts. Russia, China, U.S., all of it, folks. Iran, even. They've been doing nuclear testing for decades. So nothing would change except they drop a bomb on people. But, oh, it's climate change they're concerned about, not nuclear war. Oh, the devastating effects of nuclear explosions. I got news for you. They've been going on for 50 years. The U.S., Russia, and China have been testing nuclear weapons for 50 years. What has that done to climate change? Have you put that into your models? I mean, what a joke. Like, these people are so stupid. And they think they want to run the show. Russia threatens attack on NATO weapons shipments to Ukraine, calling them legitimate targets. And in Putin and Russians' eyes, they are. I mean, NATO aims missiles and weapons at Russia. So, I mean, okay, you're just supposed to get bullied by NATO that shouldn't even exist anymore. NATO should be shut down. NATO should have been shut down a decade ago. Look at how worthless NATO is. If you had any doubt about how worthless NATO was, just look at the past 3 weeks and you'll figure it out. Moscow rejects Washington chemicals weapons claim. Well, yeah, Washington has lied about the whole thing. First it didn't exist, then it did exist, then it didn't exist again, then it did exist, but it was health labs, quote-unquote health labs, but somehow it was going to be used for a biological weapon by Russia. It's all BS. Russia is shutting down the West's biological weapons factories they had on Russia's doorstep. Lindsey Graham still wants everyone to die in a war. The best chance in 20 years to take this guy out, Lindsey Graham again calls for assassination of Putin and crushing the Russian economy. So, okay, so you're Russia, you're Vladimir Putin. You've got Western leaders that murdered Gaddafi saying, let's kill Putin, let's start war with Russia, and you're just supposed to sit there and take it? I mean, seriously, like, even if you think Russia's the bad guy in all this, what is Russia supposed to do with all these people calling for Putin to be assassinated and Russia to be crushed? Screw you, Lindsey Graham. You are a sick freak. Lindsey Graham, never seen a war he didn't want someone else to die in. A blackmailed twink sitting in Congress on top of us, perched up there. Woke World Empire, Representative Madison Cawthorn blasts incredibly evil Ukrainian government during campaign stop. Lindsey Graham condemns him immediately. Good for Madison Cawthorn. Madison Cawthorn, good for you. Keep doing you, bud. You keep telling the world what you think. Don't be bullied around by the sycophant, war hawk, blackmailed politicians like Lindsey Graham. And whether you're right or wrong about Ukraine, the fact that you're not buying into the mainstream message and you're not a puppet of the mainstream news is enough for me to support you. So good for you, Madison Cawthorn. You are getting better and better as the days go by, and I'm glad to see it. Trump blasts Biden and war hawks. This could lead to World War III. But remember, they said, oh, Trump will get us into a war. Trump will isolate us. No, folks, people ignore Biden's phone calls. He's that much of an embarrassment. Multiple Iranian-produced ballistic missiles smash into army base in Iraq. Oh, that's good. So now Iran is getting more hawkish and bombing its neighboring countries with Biden in office. Iran's Revolutionary Guard takes credit for the rocket attack on U.S. base in Erbil, Iraq, 10 days after Iran asked Biden to remove them from the terror list. And they did! Remember that? Biden removed all these Iranian-backed terror groups from the terror watch list, and within a week, they started bombing people and murdering people. Who could have seen that coming? Oh, but see, you, the American people, are the bad guys. DHS releases new rules on extremism, will target anyone who questions 2020 election or challenges COVID narrative. You're not allowed to think anymore. The Democrat overlords are here. The woke liberal mafia has taken over your country, and they're allowed to loot and burn and steal and murder, and they get away with all of it. All of it. And they're just now openly saying, all right, any opposition to the Democrat Party, we're just going to lock up and kill. That's called authoritarianism. That's called fascism. That's called cold-blooded murderers. That's called evil. That's what the Biden administration is doing. Joe Biden says he will welcome Ukrainian refugees with open arms. Oh, good. Good. Because we don't have enough illegal immigrants pouring into this country, do we? And we're going to spend another $200 million to protect Ukraine's border, but we don't get our own border. That's nice, isn't it? Real cute, real cute. And what is happening at the border? Oh, how about all the deadly fentanyl that's being shipped in? Do we care about fentanyl, now the leading cause of death in middle-aged men? Half a dozen Florida partiers OD on fentanyl. First responders giving mouth-to-mouth also OD. So it seems to be cocaine is the number one thing getting laced with this deadly fentanyl. And it's probably all Chinese made. And the cartels are probably lacing cocaine with deadly fentanyl. And it's killing middle-aged American men more than anything else. And it's all coming across the southern border, and the Biden administration is openly facilitating it. I mean, how much blood is on the Biden administration hands? They are soaked in it, sopping it in it.
Killer our best-selling products are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And they will sell out in the next 3-4 months before I get more of the product in if I sell it at full price. But I want those of you that have been on the fence about getting Winter Sun or getting X3 to try the products and see how amazing they are. And I believe you will then get hooked on them like myself, my family, and the crew are. So again, both these products are back in stock, both X3 and Winter Sun. They are 50% off for a limited time because they're going to sell out at this price, I would estimate, in less than a month. So this is your chance to get X3 and experience the good halogens versus the bad halogens. This is your chance to have the highest quality vitamin D3 with vitamin K for your immune system as well. They're amazing, and they're at InfoWarsStore.com. And the reason this is a 360 win is it funds the operation. I need funds to run the operation. You need to be healthy. We need to stay on air. It's a match made in heaven.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We got a guest in studio who'd like to stop tyranny as well. It's the unicorn lawyer, Sarah Stogner, and she is running for Texas Railroad Commissioner right now. She's in the process of a runoff right now, so another election before the main election. And you can find her website, sarah4rrc.com. Twitter at Sarah4RRC. That's the number 4. And then on TikTok, the Unicorn Lawyer. So You've been a practicing lawyer for some time. Now you want to get involved in Texas politics. Why are you running for the railroad commissioner position?
Yes. I mean, I don't really want to be involved in Texas politics, but when no
one necessity else, now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. When no one else steps up to the plate that's competent and is willing to do the job, you do what you got to do.
What are your big issues that, and why railroad commissioner?
Yeah, so my big issues obviously are making sure that the economy is strong and that we don't compromise our natural resources in the process. So I moved out onto a cattle ranch in West Texas last summer. I'd been there about a week, and an old well that Chevron had plugged came unplugged, and I thought, oh, great, a big super major oil and gas operator is going to come in and do the right thing. And instead, the state of Texas lawyered up against the landowner. So if you're a criminal in the state of Texas or you're a landowner complaining about oil and gas, you get lawyered up against.
I have one issue that because I know that the oil prices, obviously gas prices are affecting everybody. That gets everybody all of a sudden thinking about oil and production and everything. And so it really hits home right now, and they're blaming Putin. But really, this problem started as soon as Biden got into office, specifically here in Texas. What happened in Texas specifically when Biden got into office and they paused all these drilling permits, paused all these new pipeline projects? I mean, Texas was pumping out oil more than ever under Trump, was it not?
Yeah, they were. And I mean, look, if you look back at what was happening with the economy pre-COVID, and we had really ramped up production, right? I can't remember exactly how many million barrels we were at in early 2020, but we had ramped up production, and oil was inexpensive at the time, right? We were at like 35.
I'm now paying today. I filled up my tank today. It's now double. It right. is now double to fill up my tank than what it was 2 years ago.
Right. And so as soon as Biden comes in and he says, okay, I'm going to shut down Keystone, no new drilling, and, you know, people don't understand that operators plan their capital expenditures and their development years in advance.
Especially in that industry with such big numbers.
Right. So you've got you get a permit and then you go drill a well the next day. I mean, you've got to plan your development. You've got to make sure that the infrastructure is there, your pipelines, because you go and you drill a well, what are you going to do with the oil and the gas if you don't have takeaway? So, and then now we've got extreme pricing on commodities for steel and cement and the labor. Once the labor is gone,
everything gets more expensive.
Right, exactly.
Now, here's one thing that does confuse me, because it's almost as if, because the Biden administration keeps saying, we're going to do everything to lower gas prices, everything within our power, everything, they keep saying it, everything we're going to try to lower gas prices with, but yet we're not tapping into our own, the gas that we could be drilling and pumping out now. It's almost as if someone else owns our gas. It's almost as if somebody is telling Biden, that's my gas, not yours, you're not drilling it. It sounds like a conspiratorial thing, but the proof is in the pudding. Do you think there's something going on? Like, does somebody else have rights to our oil? Can we not get access to it?
Well, I mean, the Chinese are buying up Texas left and right.
So you think there might be a foreign meddling?
I mean
it's a fair question.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. It's like they keep saying they want to do everything to lower gas prices, but yet they do nothing to lower gas prices.
I don't know that you can do anything in the moment to lower gas prices other than maybe, you know, put a hold on taxing or things like that. What I'm saying is it takes at least 12 to 18 months for an operator to ramp up their schedule. They've got to go get the drilling rigs. They've got to go get the crews. They've got to go find the casing, right? Like, this isn't, oh, you call up the store and go and pick up 10,000 feet of pipe. It just doesn't work that way.
And then how frustrating is it? Because there was so much planning done when Trump was president, and then Biden gets in and slashes all of it. Now, the gas companies or the people that might be drilling for new oil, they don't even want to think about a new project because they just got screwed so badly on their last deal.
Right. And everyone's making this big deal about, right, these 9,000 permits that have been unused. We typically have several thousand permits at any time that aren't currently being drilled. And again, some of those are not economical to drill. Some of those, they're planned to drill, and it's going to take a long time. Some of those, they don't have the pipeline capacity, right? So, again, it is all these little things that add up. But at the end of the day, if you've got a federal government that is so anti-oil, and they have been, Wall Street won't give you money, right? Like, the ESG movement, we've had all of these attacks, and they're overly subsidizing the wind and the solar. And yep. There's no such thing as green energy. We just have to look at the costs and benefits.
Well, that's another one of the big lies from the Biden administration. He bragged. I mean, one of his campaign things was, we're going to end fossil fuels. We're going to end oil. I mean, that was a quote. We're going to end oil. Well, now he comes in and they're claiming they're pumping out more oil than ever before. So they're a liar on either one of the issues. Quite frankly, I view them a liar on all of them. But it's like they campaigned as anti, oh, this should be expected. We should expect gas prices to go up. They bragged about it. Now it's happening, and they're saying, oh, no, 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 no. We're not anti-oil. That never happened.
Yeah, it's delusional.
There is your website, Sarah Stogner, Republican candidate, Texas Railroad Commissioner. She is in a runoff right now. When is that election, by the way?
Yes, yeah, so the runoff is May 24th.
May 24th. All right, so you got a little more time to campaign. Could Texas support the entire U.S. if we were pumping out oil?
Yeah, I mean, I think we certainly could short term. I mean, we've got, you know, 250 billion barrel, I think, over than that equivalent. And we get better and better at the technology. Where, if we're being intellectually honest, where the kind of the struggle would be is in the water, because when you produce oil and gas, it comes with water. And so if you're pumping out 20 million barrels a day of oil, you're probably going to have at least 40 to 60 to 80 million barrels per day of water, and it has to go somewhere.
Interesting. I was not aware of that. What is that process? It just all comes up, the gas, the water, everything?
Yeah, so when you drill a new well and you bring it online, for every oil, you know, every barrel of oil that you produce, you usually produce 1 to 10 barrels of water, and it's produced water, so it's salty, it has, you know, kind of nasty stuff in it.
Needs refined.
But you put it back down into the ground usually, and now this is the reason we're having earthquakes in Texas, is because we're not from the fracking. People misunderstand. It's not that the fracking causes the earthquakes. It's that you're pumping 15 to 20 million barrels right now per day back into a different formation. And it gets caught in faults, and it just doesn't have anywhere to go. And so we're going to have to figure it out and start recycling more.
How, I mean, I look at our oil reserves getting tapped into as a completely unnecessary thing. You spend a lot of time in Houston. I mean, Houston alone, I feel like they've been handicapped as far as oil production is concerned.
Yep. Well, and part of the problem is we're not permitting any new refineries, right? So the refineries are made to refine a certain type of crude, and it doesn't. We can't refine the sweet crude that we produce. So we'd have to build new refineries if we were going to refine our own crude that we're producing here in Texas.
And how much, I mean, how much of involvement would you have with that as the railroad commissioner? Is that a big role that you would play?
So the railroad commissioner, not really. So the railroad commissioner, there's three of them, and they're in charge of all oil and gas exploration and production. So the drilling of the wells, the intrastate pipelines, and then the surface mining for things like coal, lignite, uranium. As far as the refineries, if you're going to have to go and permit like a new facility or do major changes, then you have to go through the federal permitting process with EPA and all that.
But there is an important role for the railroad commissioner in this whole process. You want someone pro-oil in there.
Oh, yeah, you need somebody with common sense, absolutely.
Gotcha. Well, that's few and far between, it seems like, with our politicians these days. I mean, why would the Biden administration tap into our strategic oil reserves, almost half of them now depleted? We're about to go to war. Boy, that doesn't seem like a smart idea, when we could just be pumping out new oil. I mean, common sense would say either this person is a complete idiot or they're consciously trying to hurt the country.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think it's not as simple as telling operators, you guys can turn on the tap, right? It's not like these wells are ramped down and we can just turn a valve and turn them on. We've got to drill new wells. And I mean, if you look at the numbers of drilling rigs in 2017, 2018, we were like at 800 rigs and now we're at about 300. And so it takes time to get those rigs back up and moving and the crews and all that. I mean, even if everyone were to say go, it would be at least 3 or 4 months, because we just don't have the skilled labor and the resources right now with steel and all the other commodities that are necessary to complete a well.
Well, I have a feeling the Biden administration won't be doing it within 3 months or 10 months or 100 months.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long
neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3. It has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population in the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So we had on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have. Or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Final segment of this live Alex Jones show on this Sunday. Sarah Stogner is my guest. She's running for railroad commissioner, and just talked to her in the break, learned some other interesting things. I was talking to her about her race. They said, hey, let's talk about election integrity. She said, hey, speaking of that, there was a dead guy. You were running against a dead guy. Sadly, died right before the election. But 200,000 people voted for a guy that's not even with us anymore. Talk about election integrity and why that's such an important issue for you.
Yeah, I mean, look, if we don't have election integrity, we don't have a republic, and the democratic process is broken. So we've got to figure out a way without, you know, biometrically invading on privacy to have, you know, making sure that one person, one vote, and that's it.
It shouldn't be so hard. I'm a firm believer in paper ballots. One person, one ballot, one piece of paper. And if you wanted to do the high-tech stuff, I think that there should be some sort of, I don't know how it would work out, but it's like, okay, when you put your ballot in there, there's some sort of an interaction right then and there that you see that your vote counted where you wanted it to count. Like you put the thing in, it slides, and then that tally goes up so that you know your vote counted where it was supposed to. Because, I mean, you go on this digital machine, it prints out the thing, you shove it into another machine, you have no idea where that information goes.
Right. You have no confirmation number. You're not allowed to take a picture.
So it's really sad. What are your big things, though, real quick? Have a campaign speech. I know you're campaigning crazy right now. You're probably sick of it. But just why should people vote? You're going to have my vote coming up. Convince me, though. Convince me why I should vote for Sarah Stogner.
Okay. How about why you shouldn't vote for Wayne, and then I'll do me. You shouldn't vote for Wayne because he's a career-long politician who takes bribes and has no oil and gas experience. He is a Grammy-nominated gospel singer, though. So he's got that going for him.
So if I need a gospel singer, Wayne's the guy. But if I need a railroad commissioner, you're the one.
Right. If you need somebody that actually understands the operational realities of exploring for and producing hydrocarbons, it's me. I'm an oil and gas lawyer. I'm supervisor well control certified. I am actively in the field. I understand what's happening downhole, and I understand the operational realities of what it takes to produce oil.
I mean, is there anything, like, can Texas just give the Biden administration the middle finger and just say, screw you, we're drilling, baby?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, the federal government has no jurisdiction over anything other than the federal lands.
So we could, in Texas, essentially just be leading our own charge right now.
Yeah, and Texas, for example, there's about 13 million acres of Texas land that you, as a citizen of the state of Texas, own a part of, right? We've got all those lands. And most of that has oil and gas on it, and most of it is leased. But I think the latest numbers I heard is about 25% unleased. So go talk to, you know, George P. Bush about that.
How would we he was the former land commissioner, right? But he's had to sacrifice that position to try to get Paxton out.
Right. But the land commissioner oversees all of those public lands.
But he can't be the land commissioner again, right? He sacrificed his position to run for attorney general, right?
Yeah, he's right.
Oh, thank God. We need to protect Ken Paxton at all costs. I mean, that guy is a hero right now to me. Shows a lot of teeth, doesn't bite all the time, but when he bites, it's good. And he needs to be protected at all costs. We don't need another Bush running Texas. You know, another issue, and this is kind of maybe not even an issue that might affect you, but you were talking about, it seems like a no-brainer. Legalizing marijuana, legalizing cannabis, this is something Texas should do quickly. There is so much profit sitting there, taxable profit. And, I mean, look, I don't like government taxes. I don't like government, you know, involved in anything. I don't want to pay taxes. But it's like, look at how much money Colorado's made off marijuana. Look at how much money Washington's made off marijuana. It's already decriminalized most places. It's going to be legal probably every state. I mean, Texas should probably get ahead of this, I would think, soon. But you were talking about how there's people that are trying to block it, like Big Pharma.
Yeah, I mean, like, Big Pharma wants it to be rescheduled, not descheduled, because they want it to be only through, right, the pharmaceutical program. And then you've got Big Alcohol and Big Tobacco that want a part of it. So we, as a state, should really be proactive, I believe, in legalizing cannabis and letting our ag people do what they do best.
Does Texas have the potential? I mean, it has the potential, but does it have the potential in the leadership to start taking some of these steps to not just make Texas even better than it is, but for Texas to lead the charge again? Hey, we're going to pump oil. We're going to get your gas prices down. Hey, we're going to legalize marijuana and cannabis. We're going to have that revenue stream coming into to our state. We're going to have these farmers coming in farming. It's going to add revenue, add jobs. I mean, this is something that is, like, obviously not overnight, but you can start making these moves. And within months or years, you'll start seeing the windfall.
Yeah, absolutely.
There it is. That's what Texas is going to look like in 6 months. It's going to be just marijuana everywhere. It's already everywhere. I go downtown Austin, you can just smell it in the air.
Right.
It's South by Southwest right now, too. So you get a couple different stenches, actually, now. You get the drug stench, and then you get the liberal stench, the California stench. Oh, it's just unbelievable. So what do you think moving forward? Can Texas leadership with Sarah Stogner and Ken Paxton and Abbott, I mean, can we start to really, because Florida's kind of led the way, I think, post-COVID. Florida's kind of what conservatives look at as kind of the new leader of the right side of America as far as the state is concerned. Do you think Texas can take that role back?
Yeah, but to be honest, I don't think our current leadership can do it. Like, that's the problem. Like, they're too entrenched into what, in my opinion, doesn't reflect a modern-day GOP. And we need more people our age stepping up and running and being like, okay, guys, let's actually go back to being fiscally conservative. Let's actually go back to respecting landowners and property rights and like the fundamentals of what it means to be a conservative.
And you know what? It's not about being a greedy capitalist pig, but it's like, hey, let's be greedy capitalist pigs. Let's do it. Let's let the Texas economy boom. Let's pump the oil. Let's have all the jobs come here. And it's like the same thing. You see all the people in New York moving down to Florida. We all know why. You see all the people moving from California to Texas. We know why. We should be owning it. We should be owning it, and we should be making it even more of a cause to move here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are adding 1,000 new people a day, and you're talking about like issues, right? Our grid and the freezing and all this. We've got to fix those issues, and how do you fix those? Well, you get intellectually honest, and you say, okay, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and expecting different results. We can't continue to do what we've been doing, which is just sitting and kind of letting a few big major corporations have their way, and the political guys saying, okay, and not taking hard stances and standing up. I mean, crony capitalism is the absolute worst thing that we can have. And so we need real capitalism.
Yeah, we need actual free market capitalism. And by the way, speaking of the power outages, I mean, I'd like your take on this, too. I'm sure you'll have something to do with this when you're the railroad commissioner. But it was the Texas energy sector that got capped. They said you can only produce this much energy using coal or gas. So that made us rely on other states. And so we got hit with the ice storm. We had to shut our energy out. That was a synthetic blackout. That wasn't something that happened because of the weather.
Right. We had a little bit. Right. What I think fundamentally part of the problem was is that we did not have ahead of time a designation of what was critical. And so our leaders failed to say, okay, if you are a natural gas power plant, yes, obviously you're critical. But to get the natural gas to the power plant, you have to make sure that your wells are online. You have to make sure that your saltwater disposal wells can take care of the water that we were talked about. You have to make sure that your pipelines don't freeze. And so Wayne, the guy I'm running against, right, blamed it all on alternatives. And they did play a small part. But a lot of the reason was because we didn't have the foresight ahead of time to designate critical infrastructure. And look, there are times when, right, you're going to have these really extreme events and there's no way, like, it's not feasible to go and do what North Dakota does. We just don't have North Dakota weather that often, right? And but nobody wants to talk about, okay, if there's another really bad freeze, we need to make sure all of our industrial facilities stay open. And then maybe we make sure that one or two schools in town has some cots and is warm. And if people lose power, then they need to go there. I mean, that's an uncomfortable truth. But that's the kind of leadership. It's like, guys, we have to get our priorities straight. We need to make sure that no one dies. How do we do that? We make sure that they have a warm place to go, and we do the best that we can for everything else. But growing 1,000 people a day, we can't keep up.
And, you know, the funny thing is, too, I guess it's not so funny. Yeah, that was a big freeze for Texas. I don't know where you're from. I'm originally from Missouri. That's like a typical winter day. And it's like everything shuts down in Texas on a typical winter day. Something was definitely up with that. There was a lot of blame being passed around. But it sounds like there's some common sense stuff that can be done.
For sure. Yes. Again, it's not rocket science.
It's not rocket science. Sarah Stogner, lawyer. She's got experience in the oil field. What other experience makes you right for railroad commissioner here?
Oh, I've got an undergrad degree in economics, so I understand economics. And then I've got my law degree, and I've been an oil and gas lawyer for 14 years. I mean, I negotiate contracts. I litigate risk issues. So when a well blows out, I sue the insurance companies to get them paid. I understand how all the contracting works. I understand how all the regulations work. I would actually get in there. We've got the rules on the books. It's not like we need to go and redo our rules. We just need to apply them fairly and evenly as they're written.
So it's between a person who's no longer with us, may he rest in peace, a gospel singer, and you, the experienced lawyer in the oil field.
Right. So I made it past the original primary. I came in second, so it's me and Wayne.
So there's the runoff in May. All right, Sarah Stogner, thank you so much for joining us. Where can people follow your campaign, follow what you're doing?
Yeah, so my website is sarah4rrc.com. And like you said earlier, my Twitter, I'm all over. I'm pretty easy to get in touch with.
Let's get good leaders in Texas that want to see this state as an example for red states, and let's start pumping oil. Let's get gas prices here are not as bad as they are on the coast, but they're getting bad here, folks. Sarah, thank you. That does it for the Alex Jones Show. Harrison Smith coming up with Sunday Night Live. Don't go anywhere.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.